누구에게나 실험이고 중독의 연속이다. 그 중독으로부터 조금 멀어지는 실험을 해보자. 무언가를 깨뜨리는 것은 경계를 부풀리는 새로움을 전해줄 것이다. 익숙함으로부터 멀리 벗어나는 건 쉽지 않겠지만 인정하자. 살아가며 우리가 배운 건 영원한 것은 없다는 거.
To South Korea. Yes, this is Wandering Rhythms and the second hour of our show. This week, we will explore the music of this amazing Asian nation. That's right, South Korea. Like 50 million people, and half of them live in the one city of Seoul. But that band was not from Seoul. It's from the deep south of South Korea. South Korea. You might say they are called Bosudong Cooler, and they are from Busan. It is the second largest city, pretty much the opposite end of the country. City known for lovely beaches, amongst other things. And yeah, Busan, like 4 million people or something. But yeah, by far, Seoul is just like, I think of any country, okay, there's probably other exceptions, but doesn't seem like there's many other countries where one city is just like so powerful and so important. And I realized that in searching for music from Korea. And actually, originally I was trying to do a show about like a certain province in the south of South Korea where there's some folk music, but for various reasons, language, and also they use completely different music streaming sites and social media sites in South Korea, so it was very hard to find music from certain locations of Korea. And in the end, I just found all this great music from especially from Seoul. I felt silly like just saying, oh, I'm not going to play that because it's from Seoul. So anyways, this is just a survey of music from across South Korea on this next hour. And there's amazing things happening all over, but Seoul in particular just seems to be the place where musicians gravitate. It totally makes sense. I mean, from anywhere in the country on a fast train, you could get there in like 2 hours, I think, to Seoul. So you could even live in the south of the country and go up there for band practice every week if you need to. So there you go. Bosudong Cooler. No idea what that means. Not even going to try to make a joke about it. Busan, that band. Super cool. It actually reminded me a little bit of like a Korean version of Serge Gainsbourg. It's like this band's doing this funky beat and the vocalist is like telling a story over top of it, kind of spoken word. Probably not what they were going for, more like pop music. But there you go. The song was 0308. And the album, which just came out in June, it was an EP called Yeah, I Don't Want It. So pretty cool band, you can say. Dreamy, jangle pop band. Bosudong Cooler. Just sounds so nice to say. So moving on, going to hear a whole bunch of new stuff. But this next song we're going to hear, it's new, certainly, definitely not folk music, but it's played on folk instruments of South Korea. And lately, you know, here in Vancouver, you can, if you are inclined, get your hands on some really, really cool instruments from that region. I have acquired a gayageum, which is like a big folk instrument harp of Korea that sits kind of horizontally sideways. And recently I got a janggu, which is the most famous folk percussion instrument in South Korea. So on this song, you're going to hear both of those instruments. The janggu is really beautiful. It's called the hourglass drum because it's one piece of wood that it's thin in the middle, so it looks like an hourglass, and there's two skins on either side. You play with sticks, and yeah, it's a really cool cool sound and way of playing. So you're going to hear the janggu player on this song. She's the leader of this group. Very innovative, travels worldwide presenting this music, and it's an ancient style, but yeah, really new stuff that Sora Kim is doing. They play with like projections in the background mapped out, and so very futuristic folk music, you could say. So Sora Kim here, and from her new album we're going to hear a song called Star Swallows the Night. This is Wandering Rhythms in South Korea. And by the way, she is also from the south of South Korea, from Honam province. So it's southwest. So check this out. Sora Kim right here.
비춰주긴 게 너무 어울리는 너는 그만 붙인 게 That's the way I like it 내 앞길 너무 밝지 미담의 issue making 우리 존재가 아무 높지 어느새 더 컸지 생각보다 훨씬 너가 원한다고 해도 이건 가질 수가 없는 shit 대화의 주제는 성공 식상한 형 그 이상으로 가도 돼 왜냐 말해 세상 그들에게 이건 그 어떤 의미도 혹은 것에 대한 명분 또한 없는 girl we don't care about them 모든 집착은 물론 drink some yeah drink some yeah head on go yeah hold you we going 머릿속이 본능으로 잠겨져 오른손에 물론 너네가 점수를 딸 수 있는 기회죠 내 이야기에 끼고 싶으면 어서 뭐라도 좀 보여줘
I think I love this city 내려길로 비는 중이지 내 친구들과 함께 매일 밤에 여기 cruising down 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 cruising down 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 I think I love this city 내려길로 비는 중이지 내 친구들과 함께 매일 밤에 여기 cruising down 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 cruising down 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 down
거리를 미끄러지듯 걸어 전문가진 기분 여기도 분위긴 비슷해 만들어 나만의 리듬 난 느껴 이거를 피부 로우 똑같은 걸로 난 다른 뭐 내 영적들을 또 챙기고 동네를 전부 다 내 걸로 여기와 어울려 나는 일을 끝내고 또 다음 보내 여유로운 하루 이지가 이지를 하듯 실추내 앞을 가리는 거 나란 생각만 좀 다 붙여 완벽한 그림을 그리고 원하는 형태로 만들어 Feel so high You never catch my vibe 난도 고민하지 뭔가 것을 답을 내는 중이야 심심한 존경보다는 필요해 너의 미나 나쁜 척을 못해서 돼버린 나쁜 놈이 나야 내 가슴 ATM 앞에 서있지 않아도 주머니가 비면 그때 네 담배경 벌써 피워 불안한 여길 품목의 필턴 오직 패션으로 초대 못할 스튜디오 속 세기장의 주인공
I think I love this city 내려길로 비는 중이지 내 친구들과 함께 매일 밤에 여길 cruising down 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 cruising down 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 I think I love this city 여길로 비는 중이지 내 친구들과 함께 매일 밤에 여길 cruising down 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 cruising down 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 We'll be right back.
That's right. That's probably the closest we're going to get to K-pop on this Korean hour of music. And that was Night Tempo from Seoul. Yes. Vaporwavy. Yep. ADDE. Yep. Loved it. Dystopia was the song. And the self-titled album. Not their first, but sometimes when you run out of names for albums, you just go back to the self-titled album. Several albums in. That came out in October. Night Tempo. Yes, so we had to go to Seoul, but before that we heard from some artists who are from other places in South Korea. Before that song, the blast of sugar, musical sugar, we heard MC Eglaf, E-G-L-A-F, Eglaf, maybe, from an EP called Pacific Place. Came out back in March. We heard the song Cruising Down. And this fella is from the city of Gwangju, which is the biggest in Honam region southwest. And from the same region was the previous artist, Sora Kim. Three words, Sora Kim. And she is the Jangu player, the drummer you heard on that track. There's also a musician playing the Gayageum, called the harp, I suppose, of South Korea, similar instrument in China, in Japan, they have different names, with silk strings. Ooh, so very, very silky, very sultry sounding. So this, the album was A Sign of Rain. We heard the song Star Swallows the Night. It's a not longer piece of music, about 8 minutes long, and yeah, just beautiful stuff. The Jangu is supposed to sound like rain. And yeah, different folk instruments have. One conjures the lightning, another one's like the clouds. So they kind of, they vibe with the natural world really well. And actually she has a song where she's just sitting in the jungle, playing her instruments, like zen to the max. So yeah, So Rock Kim to start that set. And next we're going to hear something that really, really blew me away. This is a mysterious artist. In fact, an artist shrouded in shadow. That's a quote. So this artist from Seoul is known as Mid-Air Thief. Just Mid-Air Thief. It sounds like a video game character of some sort. So this album came out in 2018. It's out of nowhere, and it's like a perfect psych pop album. Almost sounds like nothing else out there. There's a Japanese artist, Shugo Tokumaru, that has a similar kind of like million layers of things going on. Super catchy, kind of glitchy, all over the place, and just amazing. And he, I believe, wears a rubber rabbit head in press photos, so we don't know what this artist really is. But yeah, kind of like Animal Collective, Dirty Projectors vibe-ish, but it's all in Korean, which is great. And yeah, no need to talk about it too much, but this came out of nowhere. Like, it was only available in Asia. People in North America were just dying to get vinyls of it. Finally, they put it out a little while later. But yeah, through 2018, this artist really just came out of nowhere and blew a lot of people away. So Mid-Air Thief, we're going to hear from the album Crumbling. This is a song called Ah, These Chains. That's the translation. And here we go. So, Mid-Air Thief. Check out this piece of pop perfection here. On Wandering Rhythms, South Korea style. I'm